Inder Brady, UK correspondent with us now. Hey, Inder.
Hey, Heather, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Are we expecting any juicy stuff out of Liz Truss's book?
Well, I think most of it's been in the papers already. To be fair, it's been serialised in quite a right-wing tabloid in the UK, as you would expect from Liz Truss. Look, I think the amazing thing about it is that she's decided to write a book. Anyone else who had managed to last just 49 days in the biggest job in the country and to be so publicly removed and humiliated perhaps would have gone off into the quiet and disappeared and maybe done some charity work or a bit of volunteering, but not our Liz. She's back, and she says that no regrets. She blames absolutely everyone else for her demise: civil servants, the Bank of England, fellow Conservatives, people in government. She says the only one saving grace in number 10 Downing Street was Larry the Cat. She says the building is infested with fleas. She blames Boris Johnson's dog for that. Look, I'm not going to be rushing out to read it. For anyone who's interested, it's called 10 Years to Save the West. I see she's come out today and endorsed Donald Trump for returning as American president later this year. She is quite a strange character, but the book reviews this week have been sheer comedy. Most people are of the opinion that she is utterly delusional and a little mix of narcissism in there as well, just for good luck.
Sounds like a happy lady. Hey, what is the top cyclist Chris Froome's wife saying?
So Michelle Froome, who follows me on Twitter, she hasn't tweeted in 5 years, but she's taken back to it today with a vengeance. He rides for an Israeli cycling team now, and my understanding is he's on about $9 million a year. I used to know him very well when he was at Sky. We did a lot of interviews together. I have to say he's an absolute gentleman. Chris Froome's a lovely guy. I've met his wife, and she has waded into the whole Gaza-Israel-Hamas debate. But not only that, I think she's crossed the line, basically. She says there are no innocent Gazans. She describes Muslims as, and these are her words, a drain on society. She says they don't integrate. She says Muslims want to take over. Their values are not compatible with Western values. It's 13 tweets. She expresses solidarity for her Jewish friends and Israel. Big rant about Hamas. But I think, you know, some of what she has written today has absolutely crossed the line. And I would be amazed if she's not pulled up for hate speech for some of it. I mean, saying that there are no innocent Gazans and that Muslims are a drain on society. I mean, people just need to start respecting each other and stay off social media. I mean, it's just vile.
Yeah, I mean, obviously there are some innocent Gazans, right? The children, for a start. Hey, how excited are you about getting Geordie Barrett for a little bit in Ireland?
Everyone's hugely excited. So he's front page news, front and back page news. And the Barretts are loved in Ireland, a place called Oldcastle in County Meath, where they used to live. Very, very respected family. The people of Ireland have followed the boys' careers with great pride, really. And, you know, despite the fact that they're all blacks and they play for your country, great, great pride in Ireland at what they have all achieved. Their dad played for an Irish club called Buccaneers when he was farming the land in County Meath. So it's a homecoming and a celebration, and well done Leinster for getting him. I think it's a brilliant, brilliant move. It was totally under the wraps. There was no whispers or leaks, which in Irish society is absolutely amazing because everyone knows everyone. And I mean, I go home and I hear things that maybe my mother would know about me, and people tell me that on the bus. So, yeah, I say hats off to Leinster. It's going to be beautiful. And he's back. He'll be back in December. And what an addition. I think Leinster are just going to go from strength to strength with Geordie.
Yeah, good stuff. Hey, Inder, thank you as always. Appreciate it, mate. That's Inder Brady, our UK correspondent.
For more from Heather Duplessy-Allen Drive, listen live to News Talk ZB from 4 p.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.